Mesa City Council meeting of Tuesday, January 22nd, 2008 to order. I'd like to begin the meeting this evening with an invocation led by the Reverend Paul Whitlock from Desert Heritage Church. That will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led this evening by Brian Barney from Troop 612 Hendricks Junior High School. Would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
God of peace, we pray for the city of Mesa, for the surrounding areas, that the needs of all for food and shelter and work, for justice and dignity might be met. We pray for the diverse people living here, that we may join our efforts to seek the good of all. Minister to this city through the hands of your people as we feed the hungry, heal the sick, and comfort the sorrowing. We thank you, O God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here. Guide us as we meet, that we may listen more than we speak, that we may think calmly and carefully and decide wisely and well. We ask you to bless the representatives we have elected. Grant that through their discussions and decisions, we may solve our problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city, our community, and achieve together a fairer, more united Mesa. Amen.
Brian, you want to come forward and lead us in the pledge? Come on up. Why don't you go right up here to the mic, Brian, turn around and face me and the flag, and then they'll catch you in the camera too there.
Scout salute, or hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is the consent agenda. We'll read that into the record and consider approving that with one motion.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of previous meetings as written. Item 5A, act on new beer and wine store license for Circle K Store, 1202 North Power Road. Item 5B, act on new restaurant license for Indigo Joe's Sports Pub and Restaurant, 2855 North Power Road, number 101. Item 5C, act on new restaurant license for Sam Bella's, 3440 East Baseline Road, number 102. This item has been continued to the February 19th City Council meeting. Item 5D, act on new restaurant license for Venezia's New York Style Pizzeria, 2721 South Ellsworth Road, number 7. Item 6A, act on supply contract for replacement wood poles, $94,957.44 annually. Item 6B, act on contract for purchase of hardware and software, $77,438.73. Item 6C, act on contract for purchase of network hardware and cabling, $211,992.76. Item 6D, act on contract for one replacement vehicle, $21,563.90. Item 6E, act on contract for one replacement medium-duty truck, $50,690.08. Item 6F, act on contract for purchase of fire system, water meters, and backflow assemblies, $203,459.52. Item 6G, act on three-year contract for landscape maintenance services, $214,948.18 annually. Item 6H, act on contract for fire station number 209 renovation, $63,527.20. Item 6I, act on contract for fire station number 210 new exhaust fans, $58,960. Item 7A has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8A, Act on Resolution to Extinguish Three Drainage Easements at 1756 South Crisman Road. Item 8B, Act on Resolution to Extinguish a Storm Drain Easement at 1855 South Country Club Drive. Item 8C, Act on Resolution to Extinguish a Public Utility Easement at 1951 East 8th Avenue. Item 8D, Act on Resolution to Vacate Alley between East Glade Avenue and East Hampton Avenue east of South Mesa Drive. Item 8E, Act on Resolution for Reimbursement of $112,000 for Regional Street and Street Lighting Improvements. Item 8F, Act on Resolution to Purchase 1 4-plex to Provide Affordable Rental Housing. Item 8J has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8K, Act on Resolution to Provide School Resource Officer as provided by the Safe Schools Program. Item 8L, Act on Resolution to Secure Grant Funds for Overtime Earned by Mesa Police Department DUI Motor Officers. Item 8M, Act on Resolution to Negotiate and Enter into a Lease for 1 Gene Autry Clubhouse and Practice Field. Item 9A, Act on Ordinance to Amend Mesa City Code Regarding Traffic Modifications. Item 9B, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-03, Annex Right-of-Way for Ellsworth Road between Princess Drive and Adobe Road. Item 9C, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-04, Annex Right-of-Way for Ellsworth Road between Portobello Avenue and Elliott Road. Item 9D, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-05, Annex Right-of-Way for Ellsworth Road between Warner and Ray. Item 9E, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-09, Annex Right-of-Way for Ellsworth Road north of University Drive. Item 9F, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-10, Annex Right-of-Way for Ellsworth Road between Pecos and Germain. Item 9G, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-06, Annex North and West of Hawes and McDowell. Item 9H, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-23, Annex West of Hawes, south of McDowell. Item 9I, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case A07-114, 2800 South Ellsworth Road for an Industrial and Employment Park. Item 9J, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case A07-118, 3300 North Record Road for Commercial Office Development. Item 9K has been continued to the February 19th City Council meeting. Item 9L, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case A07-121, 5404 East Southern Avenue for a Hospice Facility. Item 9M, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case A07-124, 3900 South Power Road for an Office Warehouse Complex. Item 10A, Act on Ordinance to Amend Mesa City Code Relating to Administrative Code. Item 10B, Act on Resolution to Amend Fees and Charges for the Building Safety Division. Item 11A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Odyssey Medical and Professional Center, 1810 South Crisman Road. Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Are there any requests to remove any items that were read in the consent?
Mayor, I received one request from a Marco Vandeveer. Speaking on behalf of the contractors of Mesa, he would like zoning case agenda item number 6G removed from the consent.
All right. I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with that one subtraction. Okay, I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval of the consent agenda. Any discussion? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda. The first item then to be heard this evening is on page 2. This is to discuss, take public comment, and take action on the following minor general plan amendment and zoning case. This first item is 3A. This is the public hearing component. There will also be a resolution and an ordinance that we will address on this item. The public hearing, again, is on minor general plan amendment 07-15. Were there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Anybody want to address the council on this minor plan amendment? Okay, I'll go ahead and declare the public comment portion, public hearing portion closed, and we'll go to 3B. This is to take action on the following resolution. This again is General Plan Minor Amendment 07-15 in District 6. It's the 3100 block of South Power Road East Side, located south of Guadalupe Road on the east side of Power Road. It's 15.6 plus or minus acres. This is a General Plan Minor Amendment to change the General Plan Land Use Map from Mixed Use Employment to High Density Residential and Neighborhood Commercial. This request will allow for the development of multi-residential office and retail uses. I have a motion for approval already. Were there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second? Motion by Councilmember Jones. Motion by Councilmember Rawls. Of the computer screen here, I should just.
I'm sorry, Mayor. The first time around, the computer screen was had all the correct names. Now the
now it switched
gone.
Back on.
Yes, they have.
All right, I'll just look down and see who's waving their hand. So we have Councilmember Rawls for approval, and second was by Councilmember Jones. Is that correct, or Vice Mayor? By Vice Mayor Walters. All right, that out of the way. Is there any council discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item is 3C, and this is to take action on the following required ordinance to implement the changes we just talked about. It is the same location, it is the same project, but this is for a ordinance to allow for the rezoning of from R143 to R4 PAD and C2 PAD and site plan review. This request, again, will allow for the development of multi-residential office and retail uses. Are there any requests to speak on this item? None? All right. Entertain a motion, then. I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Wayland. Is that correct? Actually, it came through by Councilmember Jones. All right. We'll do it with Councilmember Jones. It's amazing how much I've learned to depend on those things without looking to see hands up here. All right, so we have a motion and second. Any council discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. All right, let's move over to page three, item number four, and this is to discuss and take public comment and take action on the following minor general plan amendment and zoning case. Again, we have for A, B, and C, we have the public hearing, a resolution, and a corresponding ordinance. The public hearing is on General Plan Minor Amendment 07-17. Are there any requests to speak on this?
No requests, Mayor. Right.
Did anyone come this evening to address the council during the public comment portion? All right. We'll go ahead and declare that closed. And we'll move on to 4B, and this is to take action on the following resolution. This is General Plan Minor Amendment 07-17, located in District 4. It's the 200 block of West Vine Avenue, South Side, and the 500 block of South Robeson, West Side, located south of Broadway Road and east of Country Club Drive. It's 6 ± acres. It's a General Plan Minor Amendment to change the General Plan land use map from medium density residential to mixed use employment. And this request will allow for the development of an auto storage yard. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. All right. I have a motion by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval. Is there any council discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item then would be on page six. This is item 6G.
Did we do the zoning case, Mayor?
Oop, I forgot the zoning case. Thank you very much. Let's go back then to page three, and that would be item 4C. This is a corresponding ordinance that goes with the action we took above on the resolution. And again, this, let's see. Let's make sure we got that right. 4C. Okay, this is zoning case Z07-123. District 4, same address and location, and this would rezone from R2 to M1 in site plan review. This request will allow for the development of an auto storage yard again. And are there any requests to speak under the ordinance portion?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
Motion by Vice Mayor Walters, second by Councilmember Summers. So I have a motion and second. Any discussion? Please vote. Mike, you want to hit again? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. All right, let's try page six now. That would be item 6G. And this is a three-year contract for landscape maintenance services for parkway medians and right-of-way in an area designated as Section 6 for the Transportation Department Field Operations Division. The Procurement Service Department recommends accepting the low responsible bid from Mariposa Horticultural, all right, got that one, Enterprise, Inc., at $214,948.18 annually based on estimated requirements. Horticultural. There was a citizen, I believe, that requested to speak.
Yes, Mayor, Marco Vandeveer.
Mr. Vandeveer, you are welcome to address the council. You have 3 minutes.
I'm speaking with a group, Mayor, and City Council. I've been in business 25 years. I'm a certified arborist and graduate from Arizona State in Ag Engineering and Crop Production. I have a pest control license. I do general pests, weeds, turf, ornamental, and aquatic, and I also am irrigation contractor A21 and C21. None of these bids, and it seems like the city doesn't care to cut their prices or come down and talk to other people, because I have pursued to be on their plan. I have never been asked. I carry a $4 million umbrella for a small independent man in business since 1983. I haven't had very much consideration with the city of Mesa. I don't know if there's a lot of politics going down or a lot of patting on the back or a lot of coffee breaks or buying meals, but I guarantee you one thing, I've been in business 25 years, struggle and struggle and struggle. And I do qualifying deeds, like I make sure my hours are up on my certified arborist, on my pest control. I've done beyond what a man can do, but it's up to you guys. If you wanna lower your prices, you guys gotta start contacting these association groups and get out there and make the city of Mesa a better place and a better competitive, because it's not being done. And my hair's getting gray as yours, Mayor, and it's gonna continue because my fight for equal opportunity relies on just doing more than I do tomorrow. I try to do better. Thank you.
Let me ask a question if I can. Is the discussion here that you were not a bidder, or that you were a bidder not selected, or
no,
or notified?
I was not a bidder. I wasn't contacted. For a person being in business for 25 years and paying structural pest control and paying for the certified arborist and paying for all these things that I'm supposed to have license for, and not being contacted or said, hey, we got a bid out here, we're interested in what you can do for us. Okay. You guys have just laid down your road saying, we don't care about who's paying taxes out there. We don't care who's paying property taxes and who's been here living in Mesa for over 30 years and who graduated from a prestige college and played ball for Frank Cush and graduated out of Arizona State with honors. I graduated with Alpha Zeta, it's honorary fraternity, and I graduated with dang good grades, and I'm proud of Frank Cush.
Good. Glad to accept any and all qualified bidders to the city. So let's make sure we get his information and line him up on our web page so that we can get him properly into the loop, so you can get notified of the upcoming bids.
It's a group too. You know, I carry over eight licenses.
Great.
And I deserve
be multiple
I
areas deserve, that you can bid
deserve
on.
The credibility to be put on some type of a list on Mesa, and Mesa should right. have somebody on the board. Right. That oversees something to make sure that the qualification on other individuals out there aren't being overlooked.
Okay.
I think it should be an individual problem. We don't have the money like these corporations. We don't employ big people that are going to go out and talk or pat people on the back. We do our work with our hands.
We'll make a contact to you and figure out what licenses you have and where you qualify for Mesa bids. So thanks for coming this evening.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other requests to speak?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Okay. Entertain a motion on item 6G.
Councilmember Summers had his hand up.
All right. Councilmember Summers, you have a comment, too? I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones.
In the light of what was just discussed, I wonder if perhaps Mr. Brady or somebody else could
give us a very short explanation of how these bids, because it's not just landscaping contracts. The city has, I mean, we have pages of contracts here. So how are the bids decided, and how are they advertised so people know how to access them and
right. Well, if they're I'll add Mr. Queen's bid. Let me just clarify that all bid process is conducted in accordance with state law. There is no other way to get a contract with the city. Any suggestion that there's any other inappropriate way to receive an award is an error. We are held to the same standards that every municipality, every public entity in the state of Arizona is held to, and I think we abide by that. The fact that we had, six different bidders for this is it was a very competitive process. But maybe, Ed, you could just at least talk about how does someone go through the listing, getting on the list so they can be considered. In addition to being on a list, it's not limited to anyone who's on a list. We publicly bid these, and anybody who can see our public bidding can submit, I'm assuming. We don't pre-qualify for bidding necessarily at the beginning stage.
Not for this commodity, no. Okay. In this case, we had 83 vendors that were self-registered. Our bidder registration system is generally self-registered. It's available for anyone to register at www.cityofmesa.org/purchasing. They choose bidder registration, and they can choose this commodity. There's also contacts on the webpage that they can get in touch with the buyer directly and set up a meeting to discuss their business, their services that they provide. In this case, again, 83 registered vendors that we sent advertisements out to. We also advertised in the East Valley Tribune, the Record Reporter, as well as BidNet, and we did have 25 vendors that downloaded this bid opportunity. Six responded on this commodity.
Downloaded it from?
From our website.
So it was available on the website?
Yes.
The Tribune?
The entire bid packet is on our website.
And you sent it to 80?
83.
And those are people that went to that website,
either the website or
cityofmesa.org/purchasing.
Yes,
and signed up to receive that.
Yes.
Okay, and that goes for the vast majority of whatever our bids are, whether
yes.
they're landscaping or painting or
yes, that is
whatever
correct.
Those are. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, we have a motion and second for approval. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item would be on page 7, item 7A. This is a introduction of the following ordinance and setting February 4th, 2008 as the date of public hearing. And this is the 5400 to 5000 block of East Thomas Road, North Side. Modification of ordinance 4050. This request is to amend and delete certain conditions within the ordinance to facilitate development of the Red Mountain Commercial Center. Councilmember Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. One of the principals in the Red Mountain Commerce Center is Ms. Cindy Brady. Ms. Brady is a customer of my security business, so I'll be declaring a conflict on item 7A. And if I may, Mayor, I might as well declare the following conflicts I've got on page 8. 8G, 8H, 8F, and 8J are real estate transactions, and
Not F.
8G, H, I, and J are contracts that I've got with Prairie of Arizona doing business as a New Leaf. All four of those real estate transactions are before us this evening, and I do extensive work for that organization, so I will be declaring a conflict on those also.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel left out tonight. Are you sure there's no asphalt contracts? Okay. Usually I'm declaring conflicts on that.
It's
on
a regular recession, basis, and everybody's so looking at security.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. All right. We are on item 7A, as I have read. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval. Is there any discussion? There were no requests to comment?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes, and Councilmember Whaling abstaining because of potential conflict, so it does pass. As we have heard, we have 8G, H, I, and J, in which Councilmember Whalen will not be discussing or voting. So let's go to 8G. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer property located at 635 East Broadway Road. It's referred to as the Mesa Can Building, from the City of Mesa to Prehab of Arizona, DBA A New Leaf. I have no request to speak. I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. Any council discussion? Would you please vote? We have the vote of 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Councilmember Whalen abstaining because of potential conflict, so it does pass. 8H is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer property located at 2254 West Main Street, La Mesita, from the City of Mesa to Prehab of Arizona, DBA A New Leaf. I have no request to speak.
No request, Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers. If there's no discussion, would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Councilmember Whaling abstaining. Next item is 8I. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer property located at 2345 North Country Club Drive, that's the East Valley Men's Center, from the City of Mesa to Prehab of Arizona, DBA A New Leaf. No request to speak?
No request, Mayor.
All right, I have a motion by Councilmember Jones, seconded by Councilmember Rawls. There's no discussion, would you please vote? Again, the vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Councilmember Whalen abstaining. And the last one, with Councilmember Whalen abstaining, is 8J. This is approving and authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to accept a grant of $110,184 to support projects in the Mesa Fire Department, which is $5,000, the Mesa Arts Center, $14,184, and to provide pass-through grants to Mesa Public Schools, $71,000, and the East Valley Child Crisis Center, $20,000. I have a motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Rawls. Vice Mayor Walters.
Thank you. I just want to note that we really appreciate the Fort McDowell community for sharing with the City of Mesa, with the Arts Center, the public schools, the Child Crisis Center, which I'm assuming that was what the conflict was on that, Mr. Whalen, and for their support for our fire department.
Mayor, I do need to clean up 8J. My eyes are not working, I guess. The conflict there is the East Valley Child Crisis Center, and I just renewed that contract. Thanks.
All right. Okay, we have a motion and a second, as stated. If there's no discussion, would you please vote? Councilmember Summers, would you? The vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention, with Councilmember Whalen abstaining. Because of a potential conflict, the next item is on page 13. This is items from citizens present. Item number 12, are there any?
No request to speak, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion and second to adjourn the council meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.